Well, good day, everyone. It's 1:14 p.m. on Sunday, May 20th, 2018. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. It's finally a gorgeous day right around our nation's capital. I am walking around Northern Virginia, and it's finally sunny. It's been raining forever here. It's been cloudy and muggy and rainy. A lot of the country's been covered with rain this week. Really ugly, heavy rain. So, but the kind of rain where when you sneak outside just for like a minute, you just got to run out to the car, and open the door. You are drenched, and it's like you've been taking a shower, and God has urinated all over you. God did a Russian pee tape all over you, and you ran out to the car. That's how bad it was. That's how much rain there was going on here. Anyway, as always, many things to talk about. But do you have a focus? Do you have a line of thought for this podcast today? As we go for a walk to get some coffee. It's always going to get coffee. It's when I have all that energy to go out and get that caffeine. You know how your brain flips out on you if you don't get coffee at the right time of day when you've been getting coffee all along? It starts to, the way like pre-plans for you getting coffee kind of sets up receptors in a way, like setting up pins for a bowling alley, waiting for the bowling ball to come. That's how it'll work, and it'll make you tired if you don't get that coffee. You don't feed your addiction. Anyway. So we're walking. And the topic for today is going to center around, I can't believe we're having this discussion, but like it's a reality problem. We're having a reality problem. It kind of makes sense when you see we have a reality star as president. We're having a reality problem. We have, I guess, one out of every 2.5 to 3 people? Maybe, is that possible? It's at least 2 out of 10. And it might even be 3 out of 10. 3 out of 10 people will believe fake reality over the truth if fake reality is presented in an easier, more animated way. Not just animated like a cartoon, but just an easier way to get it. I'm probably actually more people that out of 10 that would do that, but 20 or 30% of the American polling population have dug in and think that Fox News is news and ignore the real news. And so they believe the lies that whatever the president says and whatever the lies are, as long as the president's going to lie to them, they're going to stick to whatever his lie is. And they're going to try to defend. Now, sometimes they run into trouble defending the president because the president changes his mind and starts lying. And they get stuck remembering one of his old lies. And so it's kind of like, no, he didn't know about the Stormy Daniels. He's been denying it. Then you say, well, wait a minute. He just admitted that he paid back his lawyer for the Stormy Daniels payment. And then they're like, no, he didn't. He denied. Well, no, he didn't, but it's not a campaign violation. He just starts switching. That's what Rudy Giuliani's kind of been there for the last few weeks, is to give idiots somebody something to remember. That's really what he's there for. That's what muddying the waters actually is. Giving people that are only passively paying attention and can't understand much, giving those people some shred of a statement to hang on to use in an argument against a rational person who might be trying to convince the idiot that they are wrong. So he says things like, well, that campaign violation, I do this for clients all the time. And then and the voice, God, the voice is horrible to listen to. Oh man, hearing him slur and talk from the bottom of his mouth in a New York accent and be lying and be drunk is just one of the most repulsive things. What you are doing, Lorne Michaels, I have a complaint for Lorne Michaels on Saturday Night Live. If you're going to have, just because Kate McKinnon can do anyone, and she's a talented, just exceptional talent and artist, she's unbelievable. She can do really Rudy, and she can do it. The problem is we don't want to see that. We don't need anyone doing Rudy Giuliani. Use her talent somewhere else. She should be playing a more pivotal character. I'm done with hearing about Rudy Giuliani. I don't want to see him anymore. professional liars that call themselves lawyers do a disservice to the law profession. They do a disservice to the court system. He's clearly doing a disservice to the president, although it's actually the president that's trying to muddy the water, so he's actually doing what the president wants, because the president has no defense. What do? If you're guilty, you try to burn the bridge behind you of the cops coming to get you. That's what's happening right now. It couldn't be more obvious. You're seeing a man who, they raided a guy who calls himself the president's personal attorney, who's been taking money that we know of. We've only got slices of little pieces of what that bank account was doing under Essential Consulting. We only got slices of it, and you're already seeing, corporate payments from people trying to essentially dark lobby or lobby, glad hand lobby, lobby under the table. And then you've got money from Russian Columbus Nova and Victor Vexelberg. That's just the start. I'm sure there's a ton more. And that's just Cohen. That's just a guy that even the president said, this guy's too dirty to get involved in the administration. Like, I can't bring him in. So he made him the head of the RNC, like, treasury or something. He's been running something in the RNC for getting money, which makes you start to question what's going on with the RNC. And really, those 3 out of 10 people I was talking about that won't change their mind, if they're voting Republican, which they usually are, or they're either voting independent, like Gary Johnson, Libertarian, or they're voting Republican. And if they're going to vote Republican, well, then we have to then expose what's really going on with the Republican Party, which is clearly that they are taking in dirty, 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 and foreign money. And this is corporate mafioso style tactics. That's what this is. And it's hijacking our government and our democracy from us. And so you'd say, well, why on earth would a unit individual, a plebeian, a pedestrian, a citizen, any a man walking the earth in America, why on earth would you support the Republican Party when they're infiltrated by the worst actors that are willing to pay anything and get anything done just for their own self-interest and not yours? And the answer is because they're operating under lies, and they're operating under a guise of being something else. Truly the nature of what it is to defraud. Like the Republican Party, most of them, and certainly the leadership, are defrauding the American people. And I heard some talk back and forth on the news about, people mentioning that if Devin Nunes, not necessarily Devin Nunes, but I was watching my Senator Mark Warner here in Virginia, who actually does speak for me a lot of times. I'd have to say I'm very happy with my representation in the Senate under Mark Warner. He has forcefully came out back in December and told the president, if you fire Mueller team, we are going to flip on impeachment like a light switch on you, like you wouldn't believe. That is unacceptable. You've been told. We know you've been told. We've seen the intelligence. You cannot do this. If you do this, we will act. He made a forceful speech in front of the Senate right around Christmas time. And I saw him on the news shows today, and he was speaking about more information to come out because, of course, they are bound by classified rules and stuff. It's so great not to have a clearance. I like having no clearance. I like being free. I like being able to talk whatever. If some classified information finds its way to my desk and I, there's no reason that I can't, if there is no reason that I can't share it, of course I would, as we all should, just like any reporter should. Why do we have to hide the truth? And most of the times we don't. Here's a time when we do. Here's a good example of a time when we do and when we should hide the truth, or at least do everything we can to, even though you can't always do that forever, of course. Here's a good one. So the president is pissed, and all the people are pissed that somebody was named, categorized in a filing as an informant of the FBI who met with a couple people, whatever. Like, they basically have someone that supposedly the Trump administration and Trump doesn't know about, who had been talking to the FBI under what is called an informant in this filing. Now, that can mean a lot of different things, but let's assume probably what it means, which is that there's somebody who was probably working, not working in the campaign, probably somebody else, but somebody who was not announcing that they were working with the FBI, they were just being themselves, but they were taking that information and then feeding it to the FBI at some point. So it's kind of like a mole or a rat, because we don't know who this person was and what they were doing or who they were meeting with. And normally you would think, okay, well, if someone's going to be with the FBI, they need to say they are with the FBI. And the answer is yes, that is normally true in an investigation. But there are also other investigations where people go undercover. And there are also investigations where people are not members of the FBI, or they're not members of the law enforcement service. They're just regular people, and they decide they want to become helpful because they see crime. And that's more like what I think happened here. I don't know anything about this personally. I'm just going off the news articles that I've seen. And I noticed that Trump wants to make this an issue because he's got nothing and he's just grasping at anything. So he sees the word informant and he goes movie style with it. And he thinks, all right, oh my God, they got an informant infiltrating my campaign. That sounds wrong. Like when you're Tony Soprano and you're trying to defend yourself, when you're Don Corleone and you're trying to defend yourself, if there's a rat, you kill that rat and you don't give a F about the police. You know how they look at the police in the movie The Godfather? If Trump is really going off The Godfather thinking that that's how he could live his life, do you know that there's a scene in there where Al Pacino kills a head of the police department who is a corrupt policeman? He's framed as a corrupt policeman in that movie. Kills him in a restaurant, puts a bullet in his head. It's actually a very, very famous scene of that famous movie. I mean, it's one you can't forget when you watch that like 3.5 hour marathon of a movie. And I think because like uncut versions now that go like 9 hours, like you can sit there from noon until nine and do nothing but watch Godfathers. So when they shoot the policeman in the head and he dies, and you as the viewer do not have a lot of consolation for this head of police that has been shot, because you believe that he is a corrupt man to begin with, right? Now, if you take a step back for a second and try to think about the overall, you know, New York City and area and everything in that time period, if you really do believe that there's no chance for the police to be on the level, and the level of corruption and embedding with the mafia has to be part of that lifestyle because there is no alternative. It is corrupt. It is mob owned. It is like Chicago style 20s, you know, action. There's no controlling it. And that's the way life is. If Trump really believes that that's the way the world works, because all he sees are corporate criminals around him, and he has no choice but to try to be the best one, to try to be the one that works with all. I mean, think about that. He's trying to extend olive branches, he says, to everyone with Putin, because he owes a lot of money to Putin. Like, he wants to work with them, you know? Like, there's some authenticity in his complaint. Of saying, hey, I want to work with him. What he doesn't understand is that he's going to get duped and get owned, and Putin's going to, you know, flip on him and take him out whenever it suits Putin, because that's how Putin rolls. And so you can't ever trust people like that. You actually have to quarantine people like that. And because of Trump's actions, it forces the rest of us to have to quarantine him. And that's why we have to arrest him, his family, and put all these people in prison for committing these corporate espionage style crime. This is just the worst thing imaginable for a democracy, is to have an infiltration in the most powerful executive, the most powerful position we have, and also that party being also owned by a foreign government, being the Russians through the NRA, it looks like, among other sources, and dark money sources, dark super PAC sources, owning our congressman, refusing to impeach this rogue president, because the president and clearly members of this subset in Congress and the House and the Senate are also owned by the same Russians, the same parties. Like, because of this mass infiltration, the rest of us are sitting here scratching our heads, wondering how we're allowing this to occur and why. Like, when I talk to some Trump supporters that are just of the ignorant breed and they're not really paying attention to most of the news, and I bring up the loans to the Russian government, I bring up the financial ties that Trump has that hasn't been released yet, but that is inferable from federal findings and proper reporting in Deutsche Bank and these news about Qatar and a stake in Rosneft through Russia, the oil company, all these things, when you start to add them all up and you start to see the big picture, I ask them, I say, if the president's accepting bribes and has all these loans with the foreign power, they go, no, that's your sourcing's bullshit. Like, that can't be true. He'd be in jail if that was true. That's what they always say. And I tell them, of course he will be in jail, but it's extremely difficult for you to imprison a president. There are, you know, there's existing DOJ guidelines that say we don't indict presidents, we impeach, because that works under the assumption that Congress is working properly and not clogged with the same infection that is also infecting the executive branch, which is Russian bribery and vanity, narcissism, and the need for money and desire for attention. All of those things accumulating into one massive freaking antichrist in the presidency. And I wanted to call this podcast, like, how do we avoid the Trumpocalypse? Because really, these Trump supporters at this point are Trumpocalypse. It's a tough word to say. You got to get used to it. I was practicing it before in advance of this, and clearly it didn't work. Trumpocalypsers? There we go. Trumpocalypsers? Trumpoc. That's it. You got to go Pac, like Tupac. Trumpocalypsers, right? Trumpocalypsers are people that are willing to follow the president into the apocalypse. They are willing to allow him to destroy everyone and everything because they believe he is a god. They have the sickness. They can't get their minds changed because it causes them to change their minds about God. And they're too ingrained because they don't understand life and purpose of life. And it's why you can't break them. It's the reason why the Trumpocalypters exist. Now, here's the deal. Those people are going to exist. You can't try to change everyone's mind. I tried that. It ended up being a waste of my time. And I said, this is a waste of my time. I'm just going to change the end result instead of changing people's minds that don't want to change their minds for reasons unrelated to logic. So the answer is indict his ass. This is why I keep saying indict, impeach, imprison. Those are the three words in the order that I present them. And the reason why I say indict, impeach, imprison, indict, impeach, imprison. The reason why I say them in that order, and I believe I take silent criticism from those in the legal community who are like, no. Don't indict him, because if you indict him, he's going to pardon everyone and him and everything immediately for all those crimes and related. And now it becomes a huge legal mess because we've got to essentially outweave these pardons that he has pre-written for everyone. And we don't want to have to deal with that. And I understand that from a logistical standpoint, that makes a ton of sense. Like, you want to get him out before you indict him so that he doesn't have that power. Here's the problem with that, because of Congress not working and impeachment not working, and the fact that we don't get these days back. We do not get the day back that the president goes nuts and decides to try to nuke something, and we have to try to stop that or it actually happens. And we do not get these days back. And we know now, everyone knows now who's paying attention and who is not paid off. Everyone knows now what we have in the presidency. We have a mafioso style criminal who's also an idiot. And it's unacceptable for America. So we take the legal remedies and we let him squirm the way he's going to squirm. But if we're going to have massive casualties and fallout, it's going to be in the legal framework and not in the human framework. Here's why I say indict, impeach, imprison. You indict him immediately, okay? I know he's going to try to pardon himself. I know he's going to try to squirm. I know all that. Fine. You let him do that because you see that this is no joke. And you present it to everyone, and he will eventually become so neutered from the indictment. Seriously, put a boot on him. We are going to put a boot on him in the mother effing White House and lock him in there. You can do that. We can do that. We absolutely, and we should. We should, as America, we should do that. We should indict him, and he should resign in disgrace. But the fact that you see that he would not, he would just continue to try to operate with a boot. People would have to come see him. There's no better reason, no better person to put a boot on than him. You can't have him go into Mar-a-Lago trying to escape Secret Service and trying to escape surveillance and have meetings with foreign people to try to get more money. Because that's why you'd want to put a boot on him. And there are tons of reasons. So we just do this. We do this, and we don't allow the Trumpocalypters to dictate anything. Nothing. They can say, they can whine, they can complain, they can do whatever they want. The truth is, we don't care what you think. when you don't listen to the facts. The first answer, when you say, stop this witch hunt, say, is it a witch hunt that Victor Vexelberg gave $500,000 to his personal lawyer? What's witchy about that? Please tell me why that happened and shut up. Okay, we're doing what we're going to do. We're going to arrest him. And it's time. We got a world to fix. We've got environmental problems to fix. The world lies in wait every day. We don't try to reduce carbon emissions and we allow Trump's EPA. How is Scott Pruitt still there? There are things that are not done yet that amaze me that they are not done yet. How is that guy still there? How do we last? The answer is sane people are not speaking up and uniting enough to demand this action. And we're allowing criminals to run roughshod over us. And the FBI is doing everything they can, but they're even under attack by these same criminals who hold many offices of power. We need to indict them and present this truth and this evidence to the public and lock up the criminals and start electing people that are not bought off by the NRA, that are not bought off by the Russians. And right now that means Republicans are not the party. It has to be somebody else. Ken Bremmer's out.